Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar's here. Jeffrey's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 18 years now he's been hanging out with us. He is the chief home officer. He is the wordsmith of extraordinaire. He is the author of three books on being home-based, an award-winning journalist, our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
It's always always a pleasure to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
I see that. I can see how you feel that way. I keep coming back.
Absolutely.
So, hey, Jeff, one of the problems for small business owners, especially in the early days, especially like I'm going to say in the first 5 years, especially, but always, but really always, and that is knowing how and when to stick to your knitting.
Right.
Not being distracted, or at least knowing what you stand for. I remember in the beginning when I first started out, I needed the business.
Right.
I'd do anything.
Yeah.
You need your lawn raked? No problem.
Exactly.
But after a while, you got to focus, don't you?
Right.
And you've been working on a lot lately, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think that part of what we, especially as you were alluding to, you know, startup businesses, a couple things come to bear. I mean, first off, you're trying to create revenue. You're trying to make sales. You're trying to do anything to launch this business. So you might go, a little afield from what you otherwise think you should be doing or what you originally launched the business to do, where your mind was focused and your talents were best focused as, you know, and in many ways, that's sort of getting your sea legs. That's sort of getting the feel for what your business is going to be, because when you were a clock puncher and doing a job for the man, so to speak, you may have been so focused because that's where they focused you. You might not have had a chance to go out and sort of, you know, explore your horizon. So as you go into your own business, you might have that opportunity. But there comes a moment in the maturation of a business where you have to, you know, really buckle down, and you need to stay focused on what it is that you that truly exploits your talents to the best possible way.
Well, the thing is you've only got we've all got the same amount of time, which isn't much.
Right.
And when you're starting out, especially when you're in the early days, you've got precious little capital more than likely, and even if you've been around a while, it's always precious, isn't it?
Right.
Jeff? And so you can't go spreading it around too thin.
Right. You need to stay as focused as you can. Look, I mean, my own example, I started as a journalist many years ago, 30, you know, in a year or two, I'll be celebrating three decades doing this.
Yep.
And that was what I was trained to do. That's what my editors had honed my talents at doing, was being a traditional journalist. And I spent the first, you know, 5 to 7 years growing that part of my business, growing that business. That's what I was. And it was important that I stayed focused. It was important that I didn't say, I had people come to me and say, hey, I need marketing copy. Can you do marketing copy? I'm like, no, I really can't. And for good reason, because I hadn't been trained and I hadn't studied it. And that wasn't part of what I was writing about, for example. In time, I started writing about marketing and started interviewing marketers and grew that talent by watching and by getting involved. But in the early days, I had to stay focused. And I was looking back, it was probably a pretty wise move and helped me develop that part of my career that in time allowed me to grow both grow roots as well as branches to spread out and get into some new areas. But had I explored new stuff too early with what I was doing, it really could have been detrimental to the growth of the business. And I think that many people have to just realize, what is it that I do? As you say, stick to your knitting. What is it that you do and that you do best? Now, that's not to decline any potential opportunity that comes along, that you give it, you know, thought and some investigation and some research to see whether it might be good for you. But when I was young in my business, someone came to me and said, I have a multi-level marketing opportunity for you. Sell this nutraceutical. Well, she made a lot of money at it, and I think I'm a pretty gregarious guy. I could probably sell it, but I don't believe in that. But B, it wasn't what I do.
Right.
And so I steered clear, and that's just an example
of the things
you can go astray.
One of the things that I had to deal with the most when I had my consulting company was my clients kept trying to hire me full time. And they I did a good job for them. They liked it, and I was an executive vice president you could rent.
Right.
And they tried me out, and they said, "Hey, I want you full time."
Right.
You know, some of them were saying, "I could probably hire you for what I'm paying you part time."
Right.
And I said, "You know what? I'm already working for you." They said, "No, I want you to be full time." I said, "Let me tell you something. I appreciate that. I'm honored and flattered that you would offer me the job. But I'm focused on my own business."
Right.
And I'm telling you, that was a really hard thing, because some of those job offers came in when the other side of the business wasn't exactly all that strong.
Right.
When I was still growing it. So it was tempting to go back as an employee. And I had to say, nope, I'd turn it down and stay focused. And I'm glad I never told my wife that I had those job offers.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, that, as an entrepreneur and as a relatively new entrepreneur, that is a foundational dilemma. That are you going to remain, as I call it, a 1099-er? Are you going to remain independent, or will you take an offer that comes along that could compensate you better, but you give up certain freedoms? Mm-hmm. Will you become that W-2-er at the expense of other things that may come your way, or other opportunities that entrepreneurship affords? That's fundamental in being an entrepreneur. And you and I have had those opportunities. And at a certain point, my business became so strong, I'm like, you can't afford me. You know, it's like,
right.
I'm priced because I'm freelance. And I can take on the work I want and the lifestyle side, but that notwithstanding, I earn more than a peer of mine
right.
in the workplace
right.
punching a clock, so to speak.
But that wasn't always the case, was it?
That was not always the case.
Yeah.
And early on, I wouldn't have done it, though, because still early on in the first 10 years of my business when I was growing it, there was just too much benefit. You know, there was too much.
But still, you had little kids.
Right.
And you had to think about somebody besides you. So that was where the tension was. But, of course, now we don't have to worry about that, right, Jeff?
Now we're rolling along.
No, because nobody's going to offer us a job. We're unemployable.
There you go. Yeah, that too.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, also GotWords.com. That's how you find Jeff online. He and I will be right back. Stay with us 20 after. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.